It is my pleasure this morning to introduce to you the team from Our Legacy. As I shared with you earlier, Our Legacy is a team based in Ukraine and other countries. They're here for several weeks as they are in training, but also sharing their training. I want to share with you this understanding so that you know a little bit about what they do. They are taking families, especially with children, and they offer a recreation time for them to come to play. They call it football. We call it soccer. But they're doing it with a number of different sports outreach. And they bring these children in and they minister to them. They minister to them. And their goal is to give strength and help for physical needs, emotional needs, and spiritual needs. And they began doing this long before the war broke out 2 years ago. But in this wartime especially, they have had a real ministry in reaching out to families who have lost loved ones, who have loved ones that are on the front line, mothers that are taking care of children alone, children that are alone, that are orphans. And they are trying to help them with the physical stress that comes. Well, you've heard of PTSD. How many of you know what PTSD is? Folks, you know what a terrible thing PTSD is. But we call post-traumatic stress syndrome. What these folks have is not only post-traumatic stress syndrome, they have constant traumatic stress syndrome with war going on in their country. These folks that are coming to share this morning are people that are there when they could have left the country. They stayed in to keep their vehicles and their love and their care and the word of Christ Jesus to minister to these children and mothers and the fathers. Among them, one of the things that I believe they're going to tell you about is there are people everywhere on the street that have an amputated limb because they have lost something in the war. And there are literally thousands upon thousands upon thousands. And children are going around saying, why don't they have an arm? Why don't they have a leg? What happened to that person? And they're trying to explain to them why there are so many that are wounded. I'd like to introduce Roman. So Roman's going to come this morning. And Ira, would you stand? This is his wife, Ira. This is Ruslan with them. Come on up. We've had the pleasure of hosting them in our home. They're going to be with us for another week. And if you have a chance and you say, you know, I kind of like to meet those folks, and you didn't get a chance this morning or before they leave today, you call us. We'll make arrangements, okay? About five or six of us can come over and eat at your house anytime. So you just give us a call. Let us know how we can assist you by being in your home, okay? I'd like to introduce, and would you give a warm welcome to Roman as he comes this morning?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, brother. I really appreciate to being here because I'm among people who are changing this world. And first, I want to say thank you to the Pastor Gary and Brenda. They care about us a lot. They are open their house for us for the last few weeks. And, you know, today God give to His church the power to serve people who need salvation.
Amen.
And first, little bit about me, about my family. I have two boys, one wife. My wife and younger son, Theo, with me in this time in U.S. And November 11, we will be back in Ukraine. One guy a few weeks ago asked us, where you live now? We say, we live in Ukraine. And he repeated his question, oh, yeah, I understand, but I want to know where you live now. I say, we here just for a few weeks, we will be back in Ukraine. And he say, why you will back in Ukraine? And for a few seconds, I have no answer because Ukraine is our home. Yeah, it's danger now, but we have mission from God, and we're back at home because we have a mission from God, and yeah, He will protect us. Sometimes when people ask me about what is war, I answer, for me, war is the names and face. I will tell you why. A little bit about me, all my life, my passion, the fatherhood and childhood. I work with the children, work with the fathers, and my dream, the family, my dreams serve for the father and serve for the children. In 2024, Russia launched 6,000 Shaheds and missiles at us, and this year there will be even more. In dark time, we must be a light for the world, a guide for those who have lost their way, and a comfort to those who suffer. It is a difficult time to believe alone. And little bit when war the beginning, we understanding and I understanding my way from the God. I want to be a loving husband for my wife and father and life coach to my children. I dream that every father will be a disciple of Jesus and bring heaven in his family, and that the children we serve all become followers of Jesus. This is our house. Unfortunately, March 5, 2022, Russia completely destroyed our house in Irpin. Irpin is a small city. It's like satellite of the capital of Ukraine. And when I saw these pictures, we not cry. We feel the sad, but we not cry. Soon I will tell why. So when we back in our city, Irpin, stay under Russia occupation 1 month. But when we back, we can see these gifts from the Russian for us. And when Theo coming in our house, and other people ask, why you show this for your children? And I say, I want to show this for our children because they must understanding this is the real life. And life, it's about God. And when devil destroys something in our life, God can heal, recover, and revival our life. And we'll see. Yeah, we'll see what we will do then. When we're the beginning, my family moved to the Sweden and live in Sweden 3 months. And that's the really hard time because first time in my life I live without my family 3 months. I stay in Ukraine, but my family live in Sweden in more safety place. For the children, this was hardest time because they live separate without school, friends, without church, without family, usually without fathers. And different family start to left from Ukraine. For now, 10 million people live from Ukraine. In everyday demography situation, it's fly down because a lot of people live from Ukraine. A lot of leaders live from Ukraine. When my family stay in Sweden, I was staying in Ukraine, and we help to children. We organized the shelter for the women and the children. We organized the first emergency kit for the army. And you can see why we don't cry about our house. Because around us, we can see a lot of pain, a lot of children who lose their parents, and we understanding house, it just about wall. You can rebuild the wall, but how you can rebuild the life of these children? This is the not AI. This is the not the pictures from internet. This is the pictures from my city. This is a picture of children from my city, and it's terrible. It's the heart. It's the challenge for the church, because we read in the Bible that our God is the God of widow and orphans. And for now in Ukraine, we have a lot of challenges and problem. But in the same line, we have a lot of opportunities to serve for the people, to bring the light, to bring the gospel for them. From June 2022, my family returned to Ukraine and have been inseparable ever since. We stayed together, and if I have traveling more like few weeks, my family traveling with me every time. Today, when you need to live separate with your family just for few days, for all of Ukrainians, it is hard, because when you say to your friends or your family, bye, see you soon, you don't understand exactly you will see soon or not. You can't be sure exactly. Yeah. But life is going on. Summer 2022, in our camp, we have a different camp session. We serve to the children, and we invite the children whose fathers die on the war. And we talking about, what about the camp? In our legacy, we talk about the coach who made the clubs, sports clubs, different sports with the children. But for real, God don't ask us to make sports club. God don't ask us to make the camp. God don't tell to us made a fun for kids or made some different activity for the young generation. But God say for us, go and make disciples. And camp strategy, sports strategy, fatherhood movement, for us, that's about how we can share the gospel for the people. I like this verse from the first letter of Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 8. So begin affectionately desirous of you. We were willing to have imparted into you not the gospel of God only, but also our own souls, because, yeah, we're during and us. Sorry, my East Texas accent, but I hope you understand me. You know, gospel of God through our lives. If I share just my life without gospel, that's not working. If I share the gospel, people needs to see how the gospel work in my life. And just why I like the camps strategy in our ministry. Because when children come in your camp, you can share your life a week, 5 days. You can share a gospel. People must to see how gospel work in our life. And I pray that the war in Ukraine will over not by military way. And I ask you, please pray that war in Ukraine can over through the miracle way. We don't know when, we don't know how, but just pray, God, please over finish this war through the miracle way. And we did not choose this war. Today there are many challenges, yeah, but many opportunities. And I will be in to frontline cities many times. I help to evacuate the kids, and 2-3 times per year I have been visited to the frontline. But I am not a hero. He is hero. I am not a strong. God is strong. And sometimes I'm scared, sometimes I feel the empty, but if He says, I will do this, and He will protect us. Every morning I tell myself, if you wake up today, thanks God, life is continuing. And I understand that God worked 24 hours, 7 days per week, nonstop, and we are part of His mission. And a little bit about life in Ukraine for now. For most Ukrainians, it has become normal to fall asleep to the sounds of explosion, air defense system, and drones constantly flying our rooftops. And it has become normal to wake up to the sirens for air raids, the phone screen, once filled with pictures of loved ones, is now hidden behind countless emergency alert. It's become normal to start the day checking the news on the phone, and the strike is hit, and who we lost overnight. People, children, homes, space of mind. It has become normal to call friends near the latest destruction and ask, how are you? And then just a few hours later to see the life on the streets again. Beautiful people, children going to the school, smiles, traffic jams, and crowded coffee shops and terrace. It's become normal not to hit the pause on life, but to keep serving even when the background noise is sirens, drones, and air defense. Because we know who we are. And please, we need to pray every time. We need to remember why we're going to the Jesus, who we are, and where we're going. The most important thing is to believe and to keep going. And also, for us, important to help to the widow mothers and their children, because fatherless multiply every day. And for the next, I want to show you the short video just from one hour project for the widow mothers and their child.
You need to move on. Get a grip on yourself. Take off the ring.
Right now, with the team of psychologists, we are holding a retreat for women and their children who are going through one of the toughest traumas that can happen in life, the loss of loved ones.
I am the wife of the deceased.
I'm stuck. When you have two kids, their lives are in your hands. This is a very big responsibility. And now it's solely on me.
When do mountains happen? On one hand, society seems to not really want to listen. And these retreats, probably everyone supports the idea of a space where we can be with ourselves, where we can be with each other. They allow us to hear ourselves, the whispers of the heart, and to feel that it still exists. Without the person passed away, not like that. But it is there. They give us strength.
My name, what is Natalia, last name? Durdas. I am a practicing psychologist, trauma therapist, and consultant in military psychology. I am a member of the Council of Families of the Fallen at the Ministry of Veterans Affairs. And seeing the families of fallen soldiers every day, I realize that there is a need to take them on retreats like this so they can be among those who understand them. Also to have psychologists and art therapists nearby who can help them going through these stages of grief will help them believe in themselves and find the resources to move forward. There is also a need to help the children. And we are here to explain to the mothers that they can remember Dad, together with their child, grieve and cry together. They can spend time together in meaningful ways, such as drawing, sculpting, or doing anything that will help them experience these moments together.
Such places are important for finding strength. Hearing how women cope in such situations, like you, in such places when you are among your own, you feel good, comfortable and satisfied, where you feel more at ease and relaxed, where you don't expect to be misunderstood in any possible way. because we allow ourselves to cry and laugh here freely and completely without any hesitation. What will other people think about this? It's a breath of fresh air, a breath that feels like you're taking air into your chest. And then you come home and finally breathe out. And when you breathe out, it feels easier for a while.
After a loss, a whole bunch of problems usually comes crashing down on you. Challenges, pain that make a mother's life difficult and unbearable. After a loss, it's like you become a new person in a new world because the world you were so used to is no longer there. You can't show up in public, take care of yourself. And what if you have children? How do you take care of them? What will help you go through all the stages? Grieving, moving forward, motherhood, today. It's about going with the child to visit dad at the cemetery and helplessly watching the child embrace a cold stone because they no longer remember the real hugs from dad. And now dad exists for the child only in photos, on the phone, and in bedtime stories. These children share with me that when they close their eyes in their dreams, sometimes their dad comes and they believe that he is around again. To empathize means to try to understand the pain of another and to take on the responsibility to support those who are devastated. I invite you and ask you to feel their pain. We dream of organizing a series of such rehabilitation retreats. So every mother and child who have lost someone will have the opportunity to spend 4 days in the Carpathian Mountains, where my team of psychologists and a clergyman will help restore their mental health and provide them with spiritual support. And most importantly, a ray of true hope and strength will appear in their souls. God himself is on the side of the poor and the needy. And if you...
Sometimes people say that life in Ukraine has been divided into before and after. But for these people on the video, for many people, life was only before. That is why we actually serve widows and children who have lost their fathers. And, you know, people around us have no hope. But church family, Jesus family have a hope. We have a hope and we can give this hope for the people. People around us have no community, but we have community. And when we going to the church, we feeling that we stay in the family. And God have a desire for each of us. Live. And I want to introduce my friend. His name is Ruslan. Ruslan is a disc golf player, and also he is the coach. And he worked with different trainers from different sports. All his family, that's about sport. And that's interesting because when we can see the different sports club in Ukraine, we can see the children who playing football, disc golf, and also they discover the Bible. Because when we talk about the coach can be a good example for the children, and Ruslan will tell about this a little bit. Thank you so much for your attention, and Ruslan, welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Roman. Yeah, this golf is my passion, but okay, Irina, help me.
I'm not so professional translator, but I try to do my best and help Ruslan to introduce his ministry. For me, it's a big privilege to have traveling with Roman and his family. Especially
in Texas, because it's my...
especially in Texas, because it is my favorite state in the lot of way. And most of biggest is the Texas is the same same territory like Ukraine. He liked this so much, yeah.
Історія Романа – це одна історія з 5000 лідерів, які рухаються разом з нами і розвивають служіння в Україні.
Story of Roman, it is a one of story from the 5,000 leaders in Ukraine who make a ministry in our country.
Кожен з них продовжує переживати стрес і страх, але ми продовжуємо фокусуватися на тому, що Бог нам доручає.
All of them continue to make their ministry, and they scare in this time, but we continue to make our ministry in this difficult and dark time.
Ми продовжуємо переживати і вкладатися в майбутнє нашої країни.
We continue to feel difficult about our country and understand this wrong situation, but we make a future for our country. We want to make better future for our country.
Ми займаємось учнівством, тому що ми хочемо, щоб майбутнє покоління було ще більше сфокусовано на учнівстві, аніж ми.
We make disciples because we understand the future in Ukraine just in the Christian people and in the people who loves God.
І в Our Legacy я є фасилітатором саме спортивного служіння.
In our organization, Our Legacy, I am facilitating the sport ministry.
І ми використовуємо саме спорт, і всі наші тренери використовують спорт як засіб передачі Євангелія і впливу на покоління.
And I am using sport and all our coaches using the sport in the way to say about the God to the future. To the next generation.
Наша армія зараз налаховує більше мільйона чоловіків.
Our army is now more than million men.
І в цей час саме тренер стає другим батьком для дитини.
And in these hard times, especially coach became like a second father for the children.
І багато чоловіків телефонують нашим тренерам і кажуть: «Ей, я дуже дякую тобі за те, що ти вкладаєшся в мою дитину, в її виховання».
And a lot of men call to our coaches and say thank you for your time, for your life, to my babe, to my children.
Адже тренер розвиває дитину емоційно, інтелектуально, соціально, духовно і фізично.
Because our coaches is help for the children to be better in the spiritual life, social life, physical life, emotion life.
І робимо ми це через молитву, через біблійні історії і через навчання в широкому сенсі життя.
And we make it this through the Bible story, through the fellowship and through the sports.
Всій нашій роботі в Україні задіяно дуже багато лідерів, як я сказав, близько 5000 лідерів.
In our ministry in Ukraine it's more than like I said before, more than 5000 coaches. Leaders, yeah.
Да. І але це величезний виклик для нас, тому що викликів більше, аніж ми можемо їх подолати.
But it is a very big challenge for us because we have more challenges than we have leaders in our country now.
Багато лідерів залишили служіння і зараз захищають Україну.
Lot of leaders leave their ministry and now they protect our country.
Багато з них вже загинули.
Lot of them die already.
Багато з них взяли свої сім'ї і переїхали в більш безпечніші країни в Європі, і там продовжують служити.
Lot of them took their families and go to more safety place, go to Europe and also continue to serve but in Europe.
Всі, хто залишились в Україні, лідери, вони в будь-який момент можуть бути мобілізовані для захисту України.
All leaders who stay now in Ukraine in the different time can be took to the war.
І наступні роки, окрім розвитку служіння, ми хочемо дуже багато вкладатися саме в розвиток лідерів нових.
And our challenge is then for the next years, and this is a we want to invest to the new leaders. Not just in the ministry, but in new leaders who can serve and who can continue our ministries.
І навчання лідерів – це дуже непроста штука. Вона потребує часу, вона потребує зусиль.
And teaching the leaders, it is very difficult and it is need in lot of time and lot of power.
І саме про це ми вас просимо молитись і бути нашою підтримкою в цьому.
And this is what about we want ask you to pray.
Дякую. And Ірина.
I'm so happy to be there. And for me it's a very big privilege and it's very good time to have little relax in the night because it is silent in your country, praise God. And I want just share with you about love of God. I'm Christian person in a fourth generation, and I'm so happy about this, and I'm very glad about this, and give thanks to God about this. My grandfather was like missionary to Soviet Union from Poland and Germany family, and he gave his faith to his children. It was my grandmother, and she gives her faith to my parents, to my mother, and she gives for me. And now I'm very glad to give my faith and show my faith to my children. But you know, and you hear about our life, about our challenges and what happened with our life. And in most dark days, when it happened with our house, we talk with Roman, because in this time I was in Sweden, and we talk and say, we will continue our life. Our life is not our house. Our life is God, and we will serve to our God, and we make this. And in one day, when I prepare the story for the children, God always make for me more when I want to serve to someone. And I want to tell to the children the story about Daniel and his friends. I do not tell you this story. I am sure you know about this. But this story and Daniel very, very touched me. It was amazing, and I want to share with you, I was very glad this year, it was very often to back to this story. And in this story, what I understand, this guy was 13 years old when they lose their country. They became to other country, don't native for them, and they stay without parents. And again, we read about Daniel, and he was 80 years. What touched me? Oh, I understand. In one day, you can lose your house. In one day, some army can kill you or your friends, destroy your country. But anyone never can take away you from God. We have God. We have His love. I know. It's difficult to understand, but now I'm feeling God loves very, very much. My family, my children. I can tell the story for my children. I tell the story about my family, about God. And I know what I want, what I have. This is a heritage, what I can give for my children. It's God. It's and what a big gifts what I can give for the people around me. It's about love of Jesus. And I am so happy about this. I want to share with you about love of God and say, give glory to our God. He saved us today. He can use us in different way. And I share this about the story with the woman who have no their husband, and I say, you can give about, you can tell about love of God. You can give for your children God, and it's help for us, just God in the difficult, dark, and different way. In the happiness time, also it's just God. And praise God about all of you. I'm so happy to see you in church, in worship. May God bless your families, your children. Thank you so much.